from Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. In the beginning, when God spoke and it was done, heaven ruled. And everything was very good. God said so. There was no sin. There was no suffering. There was no hunger, no thirst, no unkind remarks, no betrayed confidence, no tears, no death. Certainly, the ruling of heaven was a treasure. It brought life and love and joy and peace to all the earth. Who would not agree that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure? And on this campus, we often hear what a treasure it is to have heaven's mighty word among us. It is a word that speaks of forgiveness, and it is done. It is a word that calls us children of God's kingdom, and such we are. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure that we could never earn or deserve, not even by adding up all our good grades, all our good possessions, all our good thoughts, words, or deeds for the rest of our lives. And this treasure is among us now. Once when some Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom would come, he told them that the kingdom was among them. He himself is the king, and he has assured us that he is with us always, even to the end of the world. He is the priceless treasure that we sing about. He is the friend who laid down his life for us before God, which is more than any other friend in this school or in the world has done. But why does the Lord keep reminding us of this treasure, this ruler from heaven? Because he is hidden from view of this world. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Heaven's rule was hidden in Bethlehem's manger. It was hidden when he was escaping to Egypt. It was hidden when he walked the paths of Palestine with nowhere to lay his head. It was hidden during his agony in the garden, at his trials, on the cross, and in the tomb. But while hidden, he was overcoming death and the devil and gaining for us the right to life eternal in his kingdom. It was hidden when John the Baptist languished in prison, and it is hidden when we are in anguish too, isn't it? When the world thinks that God has not answered our prayers, that he has forgotten or forsaken us. Ah, how long in anguish shall my spirit languish, yearning, Lord, for thee. So the hymn goes. Yet he remains our friend, the Lamb who was slain for us, who rose again after the job was complete, our Savior. We don't want him to remain hidden in our lives any more than did the man who bought the field to remove all question of his ownership of the treasure. Thou art mine, O Lamb divine, I will suffer naught to hide thee, naught I ask beside thee. Here is a treasure for which we could sell everything, as did the man in the parable. He did it out of joy over the treasure he found. And if we were called upon to give up our pride, our rights, our goods, our friends, our very life, it would still be nothing compared to the glory that he has reserved for us in heaven. Many years ago, before the airplanes became the chief way to cross the Atlantic, a Scotsman arrived at Liverpool, England, to sail to America and to a new life. Perhaps you remember him. After buying his ticket, he decided to save what was left of his money so that he laid up a stock of cheese and crackers in order that he would not have to buy meals on the ship during the trip over. But a few days out to sea, and the sea air had made his crackers stale and his cheese hard. To make matters worse, as his stomach gnawed at his backbone, he smelled the aroma of a meal being carried to one of the cabins by a porter. He decided to spend maybe just enough for one good meal to tide him over for the rest of the trip. So when the porter came back down the hallway, he asked him how much it might cost to have a meal in the dining hall. This porter looked at him and said, "Do you have a ticket?" The Scotchman showed it to him. "Why, your meals are included in the price of your ticket." Not only could he have saved the price of the crackers and cheese, but he could have been enjoying meals the entire voyage, arriving healthy and strong to start a new life. The world may not see the great value of our priceless treasure, but that does not mean that we need to be crackers and cheese Christians. He who paid the price of our passage will also freely give us all that we need along the way. May God grant that others may see our joy. That was the original of this hymn, "Jesus, My Joy." That may they may come to know him also. Let's sing stanza 1.